This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
The Heart and Lung Hotline, in association with the National Heart and Lung Institute Heart and Lung Convenience Store.
Hello, this is the Heart and Lung Hotline. How may I direct your call?
Hi, I had bugs in my lung. How can I get rid of them?
That's a great question, and I've got the perfect expert to answer it. Hold on, just putting you through.
Bonjour, comment allez-vous?
Oopsie, not that one. Here we go, connecting you now.
Hi, I'm Michael Cox. First of all, calm down. Those bugs are bacteria. There are hundreds of different types living in there right now. In fact, you're covered in bacteria. They're on our skin, in our hair and mouths. You've got Streptococcus mitis, that's one in your mouth, Escherichia coli, and Ruminococcus flavifaciens. Those guys live in your tummy.
Ugh, I feel all creepy crawly now. How did they get there?
Well, bacteria are everywhere, so they come from, well, anywhere. When you were born, your mum passed some of hers to you, and your friends and family share bacteria all the time just by living together. The combination of bacteria you have won't be exactly the same as anyone else's.
You are making me feel worse.
Look, relax. Most bacteria are harmless passengers on your body, and some can even be helpful. They can help us make vitamins that we can't get anywhere else. It's important to keep them in the right places, though. You don't want snot bacteria on your skin or poo bacteria in your eye. This is why you should cover your mouth when you sneeze and wash your hands after you use the loo.
So I don't need lung scouring powder to scrub them all away?
Certainly not. That sounds horrible. Your lungs are very high-tech and clean themselves. There are tiny hairs inside your lungs that help move mucus up and into your mouth. Although too much mucus isn't helpful. Some people with a disease called cystic fibrosis have super sticky mucus that can cause them problems.
So what are all those bacteria doing in there?
Well, we're not sure. Just getting on with living like all of us. Lots of them like eating sugar and breathing oxygen like we do. Although sometimes they kind of change their minds and breathe different things. Bacteria can also be helpful keeping our bodies healthy. It's believed that being outdoors and exposed to the huge range of bacteria in the environment when we're young can help prevent asthma and allergies.
But why can't I see them?
They are so tiny that you can only see them with a microscope. Or you can look at their DNA. That's like the instruction book inside the cells. It's really interesting finding out more about these passengers. It all helps us to find new ways to keep our heart and lungs healthy too.
Thanks for calling. And if you want to know more about heart and lung health, then get yourself onto funkidslive.com.
The Heart and Lung Hotline, in association with the National Heart and Lung Institute Heart and Lung Convenience Store.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.